This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
After a rainy day in Kinston, North Carolina, the sunshine is peeking through, and the Woodpeckers, fresh off an extra innings winner on Thursday night, are trying to even this series. Game 4 of 6 between your Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks, the low-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth at historic Granger Stadium. It is great to be with you tonight, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and also our online radio broadcast streaming live via the MILB First Pitch app. Our broadcast exclusive tonight on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. Again, no MILB.TV feed here in Kinston, so we have you covered for all of tonight's action. It is game 4 of 6 between the Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks, and it is great to have you with us once again tonight. An apology yesterday to those who tried to tune in. We had some connectivity issues throughout the evening, but things are holding steady right now, and I'm told we're back on air. So good things to come. The Woodpeckers are trying to even up this series at 2 games apiece. Last night, of course, no broadcast, but it was a thrilling game. The Woodpeckers ended up going on to win 5-3 in 10 innings. They had started the year 0-5 in extra innings, so something about extra baseball just wasn't going the way of the Woodpeckers this season. But that was until a 2-run home run from Kennedy Corona in the top of the 10th inning last night gave Fayetteville a 5-3 lead, and Fraylin Garcia out of the bullpen was able to lock it down. He pitched a scoreless 9th and a scoreless 10th inning and was able to bring the Woodpeckers their first extra inning win of 2022. It was not only that, but also a milestone win for Fayetteville in the history of this franchise, the 300th regular season win dating back to the inaugural season of the Buies Creek Astros, the original single-A Houston Astros affiliate in the 2017 season. So 300 regular season wins and counting. The Woodpeckers hoping for 301 tonight to even up this series, and they'll be turning to right-hander Dalen Miley tonight, 2-2 record with a 4.62 ERA, and he'll be facing a fellow right-hander, Josh Steven, 1-1 record and a 4.55 ERA. So some very similar numbers for these starting pitchers tonight. Meanwhile, Fayetteville, of course, has the red-hot Kennedy Corona continuing to plaster the baseball on this road trip. He's driven in 11 runs over his last 8 games, so he's one of the focal points tonight to watch. He'll be leading off for Fayetteville. Joey Loperfido continues to dazzle at the plate this year as well. He now has a 20-game on-base streak after a 2-run single yesterday. That was a big swing early on for Fayetteville. It was a 3-3 tie going to the 10th. Two of those 3 runs came in the third inning on a Joey Loperfido 2-run base hit. Loperfido continues to be one of the hottest hitters in the order as well. He'll hit third tonight and play out in right field. We have the rest of the starting 9 for you coming up, as well as the lineup card for the Down East Wood Ducks, who tonight actually play as the Down East Collard Greens, the Kinston Collard Greens, in fact. And so we'll be referring to them as the Collard Greens. They're going with the complete alternate identity tonight instead of the Wood Ducks. So don't be confused. We're a little confused ourselves, but it'll be the Collard Greens down on the diamond today against the Woodpeckers. All of that coming up at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. The Collard Greens are being introduced and taking their positions. We'll go ahead and step aside for a break, and on the other side, we have a look at the Carolina League standings picture, starting lineups, and numbers on tonight's starting pitchers. All of that when the pregame show continues in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Game 4 of 6 coming up.
Baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
The force is strong within Sager Stadium on Friday, June 3rd, as Star Wars Night makes its return to downtown Fayetteville. Don't miss the Woodpeckers gear up in Stormtrooper jerseys, which you can bid on throughout the game. Proceeds benefit Almshouse. The battle will then take to the sky as we light up the night with the Star Wars post-game fireworks show presented by Q98. Calling all Jedis for Star Wars Night, Friday, June 3rd at Sager Stadium. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers. With over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s, discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Sager Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball. Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Live from Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina, it is game 4 of 6 between your Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Kinston Collard Greens. The low-A affiliate of the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers going toe-to-toe. Fayetteville trying to even up this series after a 10-inning win last night. Kennedy Corona was the game-winning hero. He had a two-run home run in the top of the 10th inning to give Fayetteville their first extra-inning win of 2022. And now the offense will take on right-hander Josh Steffen of these Collard Greens, who comes in tonight with a 1-1 record and a 4.55 ERA. He's making his eighth appearance, eighth start of the season. 29 and two-thirds innings of work for Steffen. He has given up 15 earned runs, 10 walks, and 32 strikeouts. Right-hander Kennedy Corona is stepping up to the plate to get our ball game started. Leo Stanley Molina will play at short, bat second. And Joey Loperfido, the lefty, hits third and plays out in right. Miguel Palma, first baseman, bats cleanup. As Kennedy Corona takes a fastball strike, off we go from Kinston at 7:01 p.m. Eastern time. And despite some thunderstorms blowing through the Kinston area all day long, the skies are holding at first pitch. Here's a fly ball lifted out into left center. Smith loses the hat. Mateo is out there. It's Smith, the left fielder, making the grab. And Corona sees two pitches, flies out to left to begin our ball game. And it brings up Leo Stanley Molina. Game time temperature in Kinston is mostly sunny. Still seems some scattered dark clouds around us, but nothing really rain-wise around us at the moment or expected to hit us during the game. 75 degrees, a little bit of humidity in the air. A nice night for baseball. And the wind is blowing hard out to center field, so this has turned into a hitter's park, at least here in the early going. 0-1 comes home to Molina. He chops it towards third. Two hops. Paniagua fields even with the third base bag, and a throw is close, and the call goes to Leo Stanley Molina. Oh, boy, I think that was the wrong call by Jalen Goodman. And if I'm being objective there, Leo Stanley Molina looked like he was out by half a step. But the call goes his way, and he'll get credit for with the likely Demon infield single. Throw is right on the money to Ortiz. Paniagua might have been able to get a little bit more behind it. Wasn't a ton of urgency by Paniagua to make that play down at third base, but Molina aboard first. And Joey Loperfido into the left side for the first time. Loperfido checks the swing and a changeup. This is down and outside for ball one. Loperfido, a two-run single yesterday. Enters tonight batting 291, the active team lead in average on a 20-game on-base streak. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And he hits it on the ground over towards second. Fielded by Jose Acosta. He goes to the shortstop, Maximo Acosta. And the Acostas turn a double play. That'll get a little confusing tonight. Jose Acosta is at second. Maximo Acosta at short. But moments after the close play at first, Josh Steffen gets out of it with a 4-6-3 double play. And Fayetteville puts the minimum to the plate in the top of the first inning. Dalen Miley taking the mound when we return. Bottom one coming up. We have his numbers and the starting nine for the Kinston Collard Greens when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Dalen Miley gets it going tonight for Fayetteville on the mound, making his ninth appearance of the year, fifth start this season for Dalen, and he spins a slider down and away to begin. Daniel Mateo, the Collard Greens right-handed hitter, and center fielder leads it off. He's 3-for-8 in this series with two runs, couple of strikeouts. Miley throws, fastball gets him swinging, and it's 1-1. Ian Muller is on deck. He's the catcher. He'll hit second. Marcus Smith, the lefty, is third, and Maximo Acosta is the cleanup man. Jose Rodriguez hits fifth, followed by Yosi Galan. Here's a bouncing ball hit out to Leo Stanny Molina at short. He fields one-handed, taps the glove, and fires to first, gets the out. Daniel Mateo is retired, and there's one gone in the bottom of the first inning. Fayetteville put a man on in the top of the first. That was Leo Stanny Molina who singled. But Joey Loperfido bounced into a double play, which ended the inning. So Kinston starter Josh Steffen was able to face the minimum. And now it's right-handed batter Ian Moeller, and he takes a fastball strike on the corner. It's 0-1. Just rounding out the collard greens order for you tonight, Abby Ortiz, he's batting seventh, Junior Paniagua eight, and Jose Acosta, the second baseman, rounds it out. 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball, and Moeller swings through. It's no balls and two strikes. Dalen Miley has gone 25 and two-thirds innings this season, giving up 13 earned runs, just one unearned. He's walked 24, struck out 36, and he delivers a fastball a little bit outside, not by much. Tough take for Moeller, but it goes to 1-2. And his whip a little bit elevated after a couple of appearances where he's issued some walks at 1.70 coming into tonight. The 1-2 pitch is lifted along the left field side, behind third. Ramirez tracking it over, extended warning track, and pressed up against the fence. He makes the catch. He even reached over the railing a little bit where there's some of those picnic tables, and he was able to grab one that was likely going to fall on the out-of-play side of the fencing near the rain tarp. Great play by Urys. And he had just enough room catching that foul ball. Two gone, Marcus Smith, left-handed hitter is up. Miley throwing the first one. He squares to bunt, pulls back, but it's called strike. Fastball bottom of the zone. Around the diamond tonight for Fayetteville, Logan Cerny plays in left. Kennedy Corona patrols center, and Loperfido covers right. Urys Ramirez, third baseman, making that play moments ago. Leo Stanley Molina at short with a put out in this inning. He's in the shortstop. Cody Orr is at second base. Miguel Palma covering first, and Freddy Guillamo does the catching. Victor Miscai gets the night off, thus Palma over at first base. Here's a pop fly again, foul side of third. Urys Ramirez tracking it over once again. He's onto the warning track, and with a little more room this time, he makes the grab. So Urys Ramirez having to work in foul territory in that inning to help Dalen Miley go 1-2-3. No score after one tonight in Kinston. It's the top of the second next with Palma, Cerny, and Whitaker scheduled on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Strong within Sager Stadium on Friday, June 3rd, as Star Wars Night makes its return to downtown Fayetteville. Don't miss the Woodpeckers gear up in Stormtrooper jerseys, which you can bid on throughout the game. Proceeds benefit Almshouse. The battle will then take to the sky as we light up the night with the Star Wars post-game fireworks show presented by Q98. Calling all Jedis for Star Wars Night, Friday, June 3rd at Sager Stadium. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Welcome back to Kinston, where we are scoreless after one inning tonight. Andrew Chapman, delighted to be with you on this Friday night. Fayetteville plays tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. 5 o'clock Saturday game, 1 o'clock Sunday, and then they return home. Been a while since they were at Segres Stadium. A couple of six-game road series in the middle of May, but May 31st, Fayetteville will make its return, host the Fredericksburg Nationals for the only six-game series between those clubs in 2022. Something to monitor going into that series as well is the fact that Steven Strasburg is currently enjoying a rehab assignment. I don't know if I should say enjoying a rehab assignment, but he's undergoing a rehab assignment for the Fred Nats as the first pitch of the inning comes home to Miguel Palma, and it's 0-1. So we don't have any official word yet, but we're monitoring whether or not Strasburg might be coming to town to pitch a little bit at Segres Stadium. Palma lines it to center. Mateo back on it, and he reaches up over his left shoulder and makes that catch. Palma hit it hard on a line out to center, but he is retired. And Logan Cerny steps up. Tyler Whitaker will get a chance to hit in this inning as well. It's the 4-5 and 6 of the order after Josh Steffen got a double play to end the top of the first. Here's the first one to Cerny. He rips at it, pops it up, shallow out to right field. Acosta and Ortiz are going out. Second baseman making the call, and as he loses the hat, he makes an over-the-shoulder grab. That was one of those balls that an infielder likely needed to make a play on. Rodriguez just had too far to come in on that. And Acosta, with those shades on, needed him to battle the last of the setting sun and pull in that pop fly. So Cerny out on one pitch. Three pitches, two outs for Josh Steffen. We'll see if Tyler Whitaker takes a couple to slow things down, and he takes at least the first one. It's a fastball in the inner half, called a strike by tonight's home plate umpire Charles Welling. Jalen Goodman is working the bases. Whitaker swings at a fastball up high, and it's 0-2. Whitaker's still hitless in this series. He's 0 for his first seven. Been in the lineup every night. Coming off a big series last week in Kinston where he had seven base hits. 0-2 strikes him out. Got him with a changeup, and that ends a very fast 1-2-3 inning. Josh Steffen needs just six pitches to get through the top of the second inning. We go to the bottom half. Miley will have the 4-6 coming up for the collard greens when we return.
Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. We're making our way to the bottom of the second inning in Kinston. No score early on between the Woodpeckers and the Collard Greens. Fayetteville went down very quickly in the top half of the second on just six pitches, and now Dalen Miley returns to the mound. Well, entering today in the South Division, Fayetteville, although they've dropped two of three, still holding on to sole possession of fourth place in the South Division. And they're still within striking distance, just 2.5 games back of the Augusta Green Jackets, who have struggled this week, losing every game to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Meanwhile, the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who Fayetteville swept six on the road against last week, they still have not won a game since that series. They've lost their first three to the Carolina Mudcats and have lost nine straight games. Fayetteville now with a two-game lead over the Cannonballers after last night's extra inning win. And again, just a couple wins this weekend here in Kinston, couple more Augusta losses, and Fayetteville may very well find themselves in third place in the South Division. Maximo Acosta swings at the very first pitch of the bottom of the second inning and lofts a liner into right center, falling for a single. Leadoff man is on with the first down east hit. So here's left-handed hitter Jose Rodriguez. Dalen Miley went 1-2-3 in the top of the make it the bottom of the first inning. He's out of the stretch for the first time and spins a slider. It stays up high. A one ball and no strike count. Three-pitch mix for Dalen out there on the bump. He has the fastball, the changeup, and the slider. And he really likes to utilize that off-speed. He'll go to it more than 50% of the time. The 1-0 pitch down in the dirt, inside as well, and it kicks to the backstop. A fastball got through Guillamo, and Maximo Acosta strolls easily down to second base. First base runner reaches scoring position for either side tonight. Count 2-0 on Jose Rodriguez. Miley works from the first base side of the rubber. He checks the runner, fires home, and clips the outer corner of the zone with a fastball coming in 91. Two balls and a strike. Miley's last time out was against the Kannapolis Cannonballers on the road. That came on May 21st. Rodriguez holds the check swing. Yes, he does. They appeal to Jalen Goodman, and they say held up. Three balls and one strike. And that outing, Miley came out of the bullpen. This is his first start since May 15th at home against Carolina. Last time out, though, in relief, 2 1/3 total innings. He gave up 4 hits, 2 earned runs, along with 3 walks and 3 strikeouts. He misses inside with a slider. That's ball 4 to Jose Rodriguez, a 5-pitch walk issued to the Kinston 5-hitter. And the first two men have reached in the bottom of the second inning. First walk given up by Dalen, and that's really been the thing that's impeded him a little bit over the last couple of outings. He had those 3 walks over 2 1/3 last time out and a season-high 6 walks in that last start at Segra Stadium on the 15th. First pitch slider catches the outer half of the zone and it's 0-1. Yosi Gallon, the DH, right-handed bat. He's 1-for-6 in this series over 2 games. He's driven in a run, walked once, and struck out 3 times. Cody Orr, second baseman, holding the runner close. Here's the pitch, and it's popped up. Back over to the third base side, foul territory. Yuris Ramirez waiting for it to come down, and behind that third base coach's box, he makes the catch. And Yuris Ramirez has already caught 3 foul balls tonight in third base foul territory, so that has been keeping him very busy. And a needed out for Dalen Miley. One out, bases, force at all bases. Something on the ground could get Dalen out of this. Abby Ortiz is the left-handed hitter. And 7 bat for the collared greens. First one from Dalen is swung on and missed. Huge swing on a fastball, 92 miles per hour. And it was such an aggressive swing, one of the hands came flying off of the bat for Ortiz. And he's a guy that can really square it up. We saw him do it last night here at Granger Stadium. The 0-1. Slider in the dirt, kicks away from Guillamo. It's all the way up the first baseline. He can't find it. Palma coming down from first. He stumbles, and no throw to the plate. The run comes all the way home from second, and Jose Rodriguez makes it down to third. Boy, what a discombobulation for the Fayetteville infield as that ball was spiked in front of Guillamo, kicked almost 20 feet to his right. He never saw it. And then Miguel Palma coming down the first baseline trying to help the play. He got twisted up, tripped and fell to the ground, and no play was made. A two-base wild pitch opens the scoring tonight, and the collared greens lead 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Infield now plays in. Here's the 1-1, and it misses outside. That's just your worst nightmare as a pitcher, where you have a chance to get out of the inning, draw a ground ball. You go to that slider trying to draw some contact on the ground, and everything goes haywire. Abby Ortiz now in a 2-ball, 1-strike count. Here's the pitch, and a slider lands for strike 2. Time called to the plate. Ortiz wanted to reset. See if he goes to the slider again, try and give him something on the ground who is shaded in infield. 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Even better. Strikeout, out number 2. Dalen Miley picks up his first swinging strikeout of the day. Ortiz heads back to the dugout and brings up Junior Paniagua. That's one of those runs in this inning with Acosta scoring all the way from second base on a wild pitch that you wish to some degree could be unearned just based on how chaotic things went. But that'll be an earned run against Miley. Makes it the third straight outing where he's given up at least a run. But we've seen him put together stretches of shutout baseball. In fact, the longest stretch of scoreless baseball by any pitcher this year. His first pitch to Paniagua is a slider swung on and missed. And now here comes the 0-1 offering. He squares to bunt, pulls back, breaking ball misses outside, 1-1. But Miley at one point did not allow a run between April 21st and May 15th. It was a stretch of almost a month straight where he combined to go 12 scoreless innings, and that's the longest stretch by any Fayetteville pitcher this year. He's trying to find that form, and the 1-1 is a slider landing in the zone for a 1-2 count. I'm not sure what Paniagua's looking for. Maybe he was trying to bunt a fastball because that one was in a spot where he could easily have dropped a bunt. Right in the middle of the zone, really. Here's the 1-2 with two away, man on third, and strike three is called. Top of the zone, Dalen Miley recovers from the wild pitch in the run with back-to-back strikeouts and strands a Kinston runner down on third base. We're through two innings tonight at Granger Stadium. The Wood Ducks have taken the lead on the wild pitch, and it's 1-0 as we go top three next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. The Collard Greens have taken a 1-0 lead on a wild pitch in the bottom of the second inning. We're in the top of the third, and Cody Orr leads it off, nearly gets grazed with an inside changeup from Josh Steffen. And it's no ball. A one ball, no strike count to Cody Orr. Yuri Ramirez will follow, then Freddy Guillamo. It's the 7, 8, and 9. See if the Woodpeckers can make Steffen work a little bit more in this third. Needed only six pitches to get through a quick second inning. The 1-1 home. And Orr looks at a fastball outside. The count is 2-1. Cody Orr comes in tonight batting 245. He's playing in his 32nd game of the year. Fastball in the top of the strike zone, and that'll bring it to 2-2. Cody with three doubles, a triple, and a home run to go along with seven driven in. He swings at the 2-2 pitch and tips it to the backstop. Keeps the count at 2-2. 13 walks, 30 strikeouts, and 8 stolen bases when Cody Orr gets on. Top two teams in the stolen base department in this series. Orr whiffs at the 2-2. Down he goes on strikes. Steffen ended the second inning with a strikeout of Tyler Whitaker, and now he starts out the third with a K. Yuri Ramirez will try and get on. Fayetteville's had just one base runner so far today. That was Leo Stanley Molina, who hustled out an infield single in the first but was taken out on an inning-ending double play. First pitch slider at 84 to the outside, and Ramirez swings through it for strike one. The wind, the pitch, and right back in the zone. More off-speed, a changeup this time from Steffen. No balls and two strikes. And he likes to work very fast, doesn't use a ton of that pitch clock, and there's a fastball right to the bottom of the zone, and Yuri Ramirez got every pitch in the repertoire from Josh Steffen. He looked at strike two and three, And he's back to the dugout. Ramirez has looked a little uncomfortable the last couple of nights. He was 0 for 4 yesterday with 4 strikeouts. A couple of them were looking, and he goes down looking here tonight to begin his day. And now it's Freddy Guillamo taking strike one. Fastball right down Broadway. A nod of the head, the motion and pitch. And Guillamo takes a rip through a changeup for a quick 0-2 count. Josh Steffen trying to go 1-2-3 for a second straight inning. Guillamo going to ask for time, try and slow things down a little bit. Freddy coming off a big series in Kannapolis as he dribbles this one along the third base chalk line, but that'll get foul. And he ran all the way to the first base bag and now has to come back down that first baseline. But that series for Guillamo, where he had 4 doubles, that puts him at 159 on the year. This is his second game played in this series. His only other night in the lineup was on Wednesday when he was working behind the dish. The 0-2 pitch, a check swing. They appeal to first, and Jalen Goodman says the Guillamo held the hands. Now a 1-2 pitch and a check swing, but it's called strike three anyways. And how about that? Josh Steffen comes on and strikes out the side in the Fayetteville third, and he's punched out 4 in a row. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Fayetteville quiet at the moment. Dalen Miley trying to keep it at a one-run game. It's 1-0 collard greens.
World revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. It's the bottom of the third inning in Kinston, North Carolina. Dalen Miley firing up his warm-up throws, and one of the best bullpen catchers in the biz, Blake Patrick, receiving those warm-up tosses and displaying some lightning quick speed up that right field line, getting back into the bullpen beyond the right field wall. Good hustle, Blake. And now it's Jose Acosta. He takes an inside fastball for ball one. Dalen Miley working in a 1-0 game. Gave up a single and a walk in the second and a two-base wild pitch that allowed Maxima Acosta to score all the way from second. So that's where we sit, 1-0. Jose Acosta at the bottom of the order hits for the first time. It'll then be Daniel Mateo and Ian Mueller. He swings through a changeup. It's a 1-1 count. Miley working out of the windup. Those high black socks on the mound. He delivers and misses inside with a fastball. And it's 2-1. A lot of guys in the infield are going with the high sock look today. You got Ramirez with the high socks. Molina at short or over at second as well. Only guy that didn't get the memo was Miguel Palma, the first baseman. Here's a pop-up on the infield left side. Molina and Ramirez are in the area, and Ramirez, who's caught 3 other pop-ups today, says why not make it 4, and he takes control and makes the catch. So Right now, Yuri's Ramirez padding the putout stats over at third, and he's caught four already. Back to the top of the Kinston lineup card with Daniel Mateo. He hits for his second time. Started at the bottom of the first with a rollout to Leo Stanley Molina at short. First pitch from Miley is hit on a line right side over Palma and into right field. Joey Loperfido picks up, and it's a one-out single for the Kinston leadoff hitter, Mateo. Second single tonight for the Collard Greens, Acosta and now Mateo. That will bring up Ian Moeller.
Now back to catcher number 35, Ian Moeller.
Moeller catching today for Kinston. He's playing in his second game of this series. Comes in 1-for-3 now, 1-for-4 after he fouled out to Ramirez at third. Hits a soft liner out towards short. Molina backing up on it, reaches above his head and makes the catch. Right as he backpedals into that shallow left center field grass, and that's nowhere deep enough to advance Mateo. He holds it first. Moeller is gone on one pitch. That was a fastball that you could hear the contact got him in towards the knuckles. That was a pitch that a lot of the time is going to splinter the bat, and Moeller didn't get good wood on it. Lofts out to Molina. Now it's lefty Marcus Smith. Getting into the heart of that Kinston order, and a first-pitch fastball is in the strike zone, 0-1. Smith also fouled out to Ramirez, ending the first inning. He's now 0-for-5, make it 0-for-6 in this series. Off of first, Mateo, good-sized lead for him. Miley paying some attention to him. Gives him a peek over that left shoulder, fires a changeup home, and misses below the zone. A one ball and one strike count. Wind still blowing heavily out towards dead center field. If you get one up in the jet stream tonight, it may go a little further than it has the previous days here in Kinston. There's a fastball that looked a little bit outside, but the zone expands for Charles Welling, and it's called strike two. Dalen Miley, the beneficiary of a little bit of a liberal call there from Welling, but he'll take it. 1-2 with two away. Man on first. And the throw home is a slider that just missed high. Looked like a good pitch from Miley. It was about belt high, maybe a little bit higher to Marcus Smith. And after Miley got a strike call outside a moment ago, things even up now. 2-2. Here's the pitch. And a fastball is grounded out towards second base. Molina fields on the shortstop side of the bag, delivers a low throw on the run, and Palma with a stretch and a backhand able to scoop it and end the inning. So a little bailout from your first baseman on that play. Smith rolls out, and the Collard Greens leave a runner on in the third. Through 2.5 tonight at Granger Stadium, the Kinston Collard Greens make it through 3 tonight, lead 1-0. Top 4 is next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We're back at Granger Stadium, top of the fourth inning, and Kinston leading Fayetteville 1-0 in game four of this six-game series. Kennedy Corona, top of the order, gets the top of the fourth started, stings a grounder, pass short and into left center field for a base hit, and the hits keep on coming for Kennedy Corona. Find your swing. He has another hit, one for two tonight, and Fayetteville has their first base runner since the first inning. Corona with the two-run home run in the top of the 10th yesterday and now leads the club, tied for the team lead, has the active lead after Quincy Hamilton got promoted to Asheville. His six home runs, tied for the second most across the entire Carolina League. Time is called after a long pause at Leo Stadium Molina. The batter was calling for it. One for one tonight. Molina, an infield single that was hit to third in the first inning. A twitch down on first for Kennedy Corona, and right as that pitch clock expires, a fastball comes home, and it's fouled into the screen, 0-1. Josh Steffen, the Kinston starter, has not had to work a ton out of the stretch. He retired seven in a row after giving up the Molina single, including four straight strikeouts until the Corona single gets Molina to reach outside the zone at a slider. And he's quickly down the count 0-2. Whole infield is now covered in some long shadows, as is left, but center field and right still receiving some sunlight, and that setting sun is glaring on the right center field video board. Out of the stretch, a long pause, and Steffen throwing home, missing outside. It's interesting how much he varies his speeds. When nobody is on, Josh Steffen is not even using half of that 14-second pitch clock. With runners on base, though, he's almost using all 18 seconds. He's really varying his looks and trying to make Corona guess down there at first. Here's a spin and a throw over, and they do check up on Kennedy Corona. Corona with a good amount of speed. He's 7-for-9 in stolen base attempts this year. On the 1-2 pitch, Molina pops it up, third base side. Paniagua calling for it, waving his arms in the air, and the third baseman makes the catch for out number one. Inner half fastball jammed Molina on that swing. And here comes the Duke product, Joey Loperfido, for the second time tonight. And before he's ready to go, he has to bend over and rebuckle that right shin guard. Now he says he's ready. He digs in. He taps some dirt from those cleats and grips the bat that has that pink grip tape wrapped around the handle. Here's the pitch home, and it's a little bit low and inside. I imagine that's got to be helpful for the bat boys or the bat girls down there in the dugout, as Joey Loperfido needs a new bat. You know which one is his. He's the only guy with that pink grip tape. Here's the 1-0 pitch home, and Loperfido yanks one on the ground but just foul past Vincent Blue in that first base coach's box. He saw a pitch he wanted, and it was looked like a slider moving in on his hands. He started that swing early, as you need to on a pitch like that, but got just a little bit anxious. So it's one ball and one strike. Man on first, one away. Down East leading 1-0 in the fourth. And here's the pitch. It is... ooh, called a strike, looked outside. And Charles Welling a couple times tonight, a couple times for Dalen Miley, and now for Josh Steffen, who's been calling some stuff that looks a little bit outside. So now Loperfido will have to protect. 1-2 comes home, and he swings and misses at a changeup down and inside. A strikeout of Loperfido for out number two. Kennedy Corona still holding down on first base, hoping that Fayetteville can do something with two outs. Kinston leading 1-0 on the wild pitch in the bottom of the second. Miguel Palma hit one hard out to center on a line back in the second, but it was shagged by Mateo. And here's the first pitch to Palma after a long pause on the mound. And a slider clips the corner. 0-1. Josh Steffen must have taken five or six looks over his shoulder, peeking on Kennedy Corona. Fayetteville, the third most aggressive team on the bases this year in terms of stolen bases, but they're being careful against this right-hander. Here's a spin, a throw over, and with a long dive, Kennedy Corona gets back in there. 72 stolen bases this season for Fayetteville, 77 for Down East. So when runners are on, they're going to be moving. But not yet tonight. After the pickoff, the 0-1 comes home, and Palma lifts a fly out into left for Smith. He started back. Now he's on the stroll coming forward, and he makes the grab, ending the inning. Well, leadoff single for Kennedy. Corona is all. He gets left stranded on base. Fayetteville goes down quietly afterward, and we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Kinston Collard Greens are ahead, 1-0. Miley back to the mound when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Dalen Miley back to the mound in a low-scoring game, 1-0 Down East after a wild pitch scored a run in the bottom of the second. Leading off is Maximo Acosta, and a first-pitch slider misses down and outside for a 1-0 count. Maximo Acosta is 1-for-1. He singled and scored the only run on that wild pitch in the second inning. Next one misses outside. 2-0 on Acosta. One half of the Kinston infield tonight, the shortstop, who's now 4-for-11 in this series. He's having the best week at the plate of all these Down East hitters. Called strike on the outer half with a fastball, and it's 2-1, and it's kind of expected with Acosta. He's a top 10 prospect, ranked number 10 in the Rangers system coming into this year, according to MLB.com. Slider missed just outside. And it's 3-1. This team in Kinston in 2022 is not as prospect-heavy as last year's squad, which had one of the Acuna brothers on that team, Luis Angel Acuna, a shortstop for Down East, who's with them for the majority of the year. Pitch missed outside on the 3-1, and Acosta draws a walk. Acosta heads to first. And is aboard for the second time tonight. Second walk given up by Dalen Miley. He issued ball four to this guy stepping in, Jose Rodriguez, the left-handed hitter back in the second inning. Second time tonight that Down East has put the leadoff man aboard. See what they can do with him in a 1-0 game. And Acosta on the move, and the pitch comes in, and it's fouled back. So Maximo off and running right away. We mentioned how much these two teams like to steal bases, but that still pales in comparison to what Charleston is doing right now. That club has almost stolen 100 bases through just over 40 games. They come in with 91 stolen bases tonight as a team. That's been one of the things that's helped them win the championship last year in the Carolina League and be another successful team this year. Spin it a throw over. Acosta dives back into the bag. When it comes to top 30 prospects, though, we mentioned how there's not a ton of them on this Down East roster. The other guy who's inside of the top 30 but out of the lineup tonight is Cameron Cauley, the guy who hit the walk-off single for the Wood Ducks on Tuesday night in the 10th inning. But Maximo Acosta and Cam Cauley, the only two players inside of the top 30, at least position players in this Down East roster. It's now a 1-1 count on Jose Rodriguez. Dalen Miley works out of the stretch. He kicks home and drops a slider into the outside corner, called strike two. Yosi Gallon, right-handed hitting DH, awaits on deck. Acosta playing things a little bit closer now as he takes a secondary lead down at first. Miley waiting for that pitch clock to tick down, delivers, and this pitch is pulled deep down the right field line. Loperfido sprinting over. Foul territory, makes the catch up along the paint line. Runner moving to second. Tag is applied, not in time. Cutoff throw came from Cody Orr. Molina dropped the tag, but Maximo Acosta just barely got in there. That's a daring ball to run on. To tag up on, should say, and Fayetteville almost got him. But Acosta makes it into scoring position, turns into a productive out for Rodriguez. So here comes Yosi Gallon. Gallon fouled out to Yuris Ramirez over at third in the second inning. And the first pitch to him is a slider down and outside for a 1-0 count. Stadium lights have flicked on here in Kinston. Sun has mostly left the diamond. A little bit of streaky sunlight out there in right field around Loperfido, but everybody else is now covered, and those lights will take effect here not long from now. 1-0 pitch is down and outside, but got Gallon to chase at it. 1-1. A leadoff walk, and Acosta stands on second base. Two walks, two strikeouts tonight for Dalen Miley over 3 1/3. The 1-1 pitch is on the low inside corner, and it missed. Not by much, but 2-1. Miley's start tonight going much longer than his last, as we mentioned in Fayetteville, which had a lot of walks, six of them, and went just an inning and 2/3. Tonight he's got some more length behind him. A look to second base, a pickup of the leg, and a spin and no throw, but he looks the runner back. 2-1. Miley is at an even 50 pitches, 29 strikes, and 21 balls. 2-1. Fouled straight back into the screen. Meanwhile, the Down East bullpen looks like it's stirring out there. Can't tell if there's a right-hander throwing. Might just be a guy out there stretching at the moment. Josh Steven, the Down East starter, has been very efficient tonight over four scoreless. He had a six-pitch second inning, which is going to help his pitch count. He's at just 37 pitches and 31 strikes through four scoreless innings. That's incredible how accurate he's been. 2-2, missed upstairs. Above the belt, below the letters to Gallon. And just a touch too high. That fills the count. 3-2. Big hole on the right side of the diamond. Cody Orr playing towards the middle, hovering around the bag and holding Maximo Acosta close. Payoff pitch. Strikes out Gallon swinging. Inside fastball. Tucked in there by Miley. He has his third strikeout and second out of the fourth inning. And with two outs, Abby Ortiz will try and pad the Down East lead. 1-0 in the home fourth. Two hits per side tonight. Miley throwing the first one to Ortiz, and it misses down and in. Struck out swinging in the second. We mentioned in his first at-bat the power that he contains from that left side, and he showed it yesterday with a home run that hit the top of the right center field video board. Here's the 1-0 home, and a breaking ball missed up and outside. The estimated distance on the home run was under 400 feet, just barely. I don't know if I believe it, though. It looked like a 400-foot shot. I think he hit it so far, it broke the system. It was his second of the year. And now the 2-0 pitch is fouled back. 2-1 on Abimelech Ortiz. Teams just call him Abby, though, for short. I think I'd call him Abby, too. Fewer syllables. Junior Paniagua, the man on deck, if the inning goes any further. Miley's still behind, 2-1. Here he comes, and it misses outside. Three balls and one strike. He fell behind Yosi Gallon, but was able to come back and get the strikeout. He'll try and do that here against Ortiz. There's some movement going on out there in the right field bullpen, but can't tell, again, because of the sponsorship banners, whether an arm is up and throwing. 3-1 delivery. High fastball gets him cutting underneath. It might have been ball four to Ortiz, but close enough to challenge him. In the fifth, it'll be Cerny Whitaker and Cody Orr for the Woodpeckers, trying to come from behind, make up the run they lost in the second inning. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, and before the pitch comes home, Abby Ortiz breaks the tension and calls for time. With nobody on first, Maximo Acosta will hold his run. 3-2 payoff pitch on the way, and it is ripped foul on a line over towards the first base side. Development coach Justin Jacobs is working the first base coach's box for Down East, and he kicked his leg out of the way, but really hardly flinched. Did a liner probably 100 miles an hour coming right his way. That's a slow heartbeat down on first. So Miley will try it again. He comes to the waist, checks second, and throws another 3-2 pitch. And Gallon gets a piece of it, sends it foul into the net. He'll try it again. Making Dalen Miley earn this final out of the fourth. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Ramirez straight up at third, right side of the diamond straight up. Gallon swings, taps it foul on one hop to the backstop. Longest at bat now for a collar green hitter. Dalen Miley, if he can get through Ortiz here, likely going to earn himself a fifth inning. Gotta imagine that bullpen is working a little bit out there, not because of the total pitch count for Miley, but just because of how many he's thrown in this inning, probably close to 25 or 30. And the leadoff walk, fly out, strikeout, looking for out number three, and he gets it. Cuts a slider down and inside on Abby Ortiz. He swings and misses, and Dalen Miley wins that battle after nine pitches. He picks up his fourth strikeout, goes back-to-back Ks and leaves Maximo Acosta stranded on second base. Four innings of one-run ball tonight for Dalen. We head to the fifth with the Woodpeckers trailing 1-0. Logan Cerny leads off the top of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers and bounces the very first pitch of the inning into the third base dugout. And it's 0-1 on Cerny. Logan is 0-1 tonight, popped out to second base in the second inning and takes a knee-level changeup for strike two. Cerny, Whitaker, and Cody Orr, all hitless their first time through, will bat in this fifth against right-hander Josh Steffen. His 0-2 offering is a slider called strike three on the low outside corner. Three pitches, all in the zone, and Steffen, who now has six strikeouts, has thrown 40 pitches and 34 strikes. You almost see numbers like that, and you wonder whether you could be throwing too many strikes. If guys know that it's coming into the zone, then they're going to be geared up and ready to swing when they come to the plate. But so far, Steffen has been throwing the strikes, and they haven't been left over the middle of the plate. They've been really on all the corners. He misses up and in with a rare ball to lead off Tyler Whitaker, but comes back with a breaking ball center cut, and it's now 1-1. Whitaker was one of those six strikeouts, let off a set of four straight Ks for Steffen. Got him in the second. He checks through a slider, went too far, and it's 1-2. Trying to strike out two straight. Whitaker breaks the bat, rolls it softly towards third. Paniagua charges, fields with one hand even with the bag, and fires across his body to get Whitaker just in time. Nice play coming forward by the Collard Greens third baseman. And now it's Cody Orr. First pitch fastball off the outside, 1-0. Comes back with a changeup, hits the bottom of the strike zone, 1-1. Cody also struck out. Got him swinging, leading off the third inning, an inning where Steffen struck out three straight. This is just outside, but a well-placed fastball. It's now 2-1. Steffen is a guy that wasn't drafted by Texas. He was signed as a non-drafted free agent. 20 years old, turns 21 in November this coming offseason. Originally from DeSoto, Texas. As the 3-1 offering is lifted out to left center field. Medium depth for Mateo and Smith. Left fielder, center fielder come together. It is Mateo making the drifting grab, and the inning is over. So a strikeout, a ground out, and a fly out, and another 1-2-3 inning for Josh Steffen, his fourth today. And we're halfway through our action tonight in Kinston. Still a very close ball game. 1-0. Collard Greens when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. We apologize for the brief drop-off as our connection was severed momentarily, but I believe we're back on air now. And two away in the bottom of the fifth inning. He didn't miss much, just a strikeout to Jose Acosta as Dalen Miley continues his strong night on the mound. This is the Dalen Miley that we got accustomed to seeing in late April and early May. And 0-2 is the count on leadoff man Daniel Mateo. We got Junior Paniagua looking, Jose Acosta swinging. Miley has two gone, and he struck out four straight batters going back to the fourth. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Mateo, and a slider misses very far outside and low. Dalen Miley is trying to complete five innings out of the mound for the first time since April 28th, when he went five shutout frames against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And he has gone five. A high fastball gets Mateo swinging. And Dalen Miley strikes out the side in the fifth. He has struck out five in a row. And if that's how his night comes to a close, what a night it was for Dalen. A get-right performance tonight. He does shake the hand of his manager and his pitching coach, Joe Thon, John Kovalik, going down the stairwell. So that's likely it for Dalen. He ends up striking out seven tonight and throws five innings of one-run ball. We head to the sixth. It's 1-0 Collard Greens on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Yuris Ramirez begins the top of the sixth inning. Fayetteville's trying to put together a little bit of a rally. They've been held to just two hits tonight as Yuri swings through a slider from righty Josh Steffen. And he calls for time before the next pitch comes home. Single by Kennedy Corona in the fourth and a base hit from Leo Stanny Molina in the first, but that is all. A double play ended any chance of a rally in the first inning. And after Corona led off the fourth with a single, there were three straight outs. So Fayetteville's left just one base runner on tonight, and they're getting mowed down by Josh Steffen, who gets Yuris Ramirez swinging through strike three, a slider biting to the outer half of the plate. And Yuris Ramirez 0 for 2 tonight with a couple of strikeouts, 0 for his last six with six strikeouts. At the Golden Sombrero yesterday and off to a tough start tonight. Freddy Guillamo in for the second time. And pitch misses outside. You know you're awful efficient when Guillamo is batting for just the second time in the sixth inning. But tonight, Josh Steffen is just one above the minimum thanks to that double play he got in the first inning. Only inning where he had to face more than three batters was the fourth when Corona led off with that base hit. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss by Freddy. And it's 1-2. Here's the wind, the offering. And a pitch just off the low outside corner. Brings it to two balls and two strikes. Steffen works fast when nobody's on base, and he tucks a slider into the zone for strike three looking. He's punched out Ramirez and Guillamo twice tonight. And he now has eight strikeouts over 5 2/3 scoreless. This continues a good little stretch that Josh Steffen has been on as of recent. He's one out away from giving Down East his third straight quality start. Here's a line drive, though, tucked inside of the right field line, and that'll get all the way into the corner. Kennedy Corona takes a spill getting around first base, but he'll pop to his feet and make it down to second. Now you got to wonder if he's hurt at all, but he hit the ground hard, and now he's kind of hunched over, hands on his knees, but Kennedy Corona will still have a double out of the deal. He's 2 for 3. The hits are coming out through like a fire hose right now for Kennedy Corona. And He'll be in scoring position with two gone. Vincent Blue, the first base coach, goes out there to check up on Kennedy, and I think he's a little bit more embarrassed than hurt right now because he didn't need to be checked up on by the trainers. He's putting his helmet back on. He's taking his lead. And Leo Stanley Molina steps into the right side trying to tie this game. Or more, but a half-hearted swing through a slider. He went too far. And it's 0-1. But Stevens mentioned all those quality starts. He went six innings, allowed just two runs his last time out on the road in Carolina. That was on May 20th. And on the 13th of May, he went five innings, gave up just three earned runs here at home against the Lynchburg Hillcats. So what he's doing tonight is even more impressive than his two previous nights where he actually gave up some runs. Tonight he's trying to give a quality outing and go six scoreless. The 1-1 to Leo Stanley Molina after a look down to second. Is grounded left side, moving to his left from third, Paniagua. He cuts in front of the shortstop, throws over to first, and with a stretch and a backhand, Ortiz pulls it in along the baseline, and they have retired Molina. Well, Josh Steffen has gone six scoreless tonight in Kinston. Held the Woodpeckers to just three base hits. Corona left on second after his double, and we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Our score, it's the Collard Greens 1 and the Woodpeckers nothing. We're in the top, maybe the bottom half of the sixth inning. And the day is done for Dale and Miley. Alex Santos takes over on the mound for Fayetteville in a 1-0 ball game. And this is outside with a fastball to Ian Muller for a 1-0 count. Muller, the two-hitter and catcher, looks at a strike. Right back to the heat for Alex. He nipped the outside corner 1-1. Marcus Smith, Maximo Acosta will bat as well. So Santos working through the 2-3-4 as he enters this game. Misses up high with a fastball and make it rather the changeup from Alex that came in at 85. And it's two balls and a strike. Muller tonight is fouled out to third, also lined out softly to short. Pitch outside, 91 mile per hour fastball missed its mark, and now it's 3-1. Good night for Dalen. Looked the way he did in early May tonight. Five innings of one run ball, just two hits allowed, two walks, seven strikeouts. 3-1 pitch is lifted foul over the left field dugout, left side dugout, I should say. And it's a full count. So Alex Santos takes over in the sixth. And Fayetteville is just one swing away from being right back in this thing. Here's a fastball called strike three, top of the zone, and Alex Santos works his way back from down 3-1 and strikes out Mueller looking. And it brings up lefty Marcus Smith. That is the 37th strikeout of the season for Alex Santos. He comes into tonight with an 0-2 record and a 3.90 ERA. That ERA was in the mid-fours for a while. It was pretty high up after a couple of tough outings in the early going. A six-run outing against Kannapolis in his debut, his 2022 debut. But he's been much better ever since. 0-2 record, that 3.90 ERA. This is his ninth game of the year and his third out of the bullpen. Marcus Smith hacks through a changeup, and it's no balls and two strikes. Meanwhile, 30 and a third total innings of work over a strikeout per inning with those 37. Make it 38. He works a changeup on the outer half, and that's called strike three to Smith. Consecutive backwards Ks for Alex Santos. And now it'll be Maximo Acosta's turn.
Maximo!
22 hits surrendered this year for Alex to go along with 13 earned runs. Home run ball, about one every 10 innings. He surrendered three home runs over 30 and two-thirds. Check swing on a slider, and he went too far, 0-1. But how about Santos picking right up from where Dalen Miley left off? Miley tonight finished with seven strikeouts, but five in a row to close his day. Struck out the side in order in the fifth. Alex Santos has punched out the first two he's faced. He now has Acosta in an 0-2 count, and he's a strike away from combining with Miley to go eight straight strikeouts to this Kinston offense. His wind, his 0-2 pitch. Got him swinging. Three up, three down, and three strikeouts for Alex Santos. Fayetteville pitching has punched out eight in a row to keep this at a one-run game. We're two-thirds of the way through it. Top seventh is next. And the Kinston starter, Josh Steffen, is returning to the mound after six scoreless innings. See if Fayetteville can break through when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Through six tonight in Kinston, the Woodpeckers looking for a run. It's 1-0 collard greens as Joey Loprofito swings at a slider and fouls it to the backstop, 0-1. Trying to solve Josh Steffen, who's through six scoreless innings for the first time this year. He's given down east his third straight quality start. Here's a number right in front of home plate. Mueller charges from home. The catcher doesn't remove his mask. He bare hands and zips up the first base line and gets Loprofito by a step or two. Good hustle by Joey, but a nice play made by the catcher, Mueller, who called off the pitcher, Steffen, charging in. Well, Profito is 0-for-2. We'll see if he gets another chance to hit tonight, but his 20-game on-base streak, longest active by a player this year, and then a little bit of jeopardy. Miguel Palma is into the right side, and a slider misses low and away for ball one. Last night with his single, Lo Profito passed up Cody Orr for the longest on-base streak by a Fayetteville player this year. The 1-0 taps behind home, 1-1. So Lo Profito has the new record, but can he keep it alive? And that'll be the question as we get towards the later innings, the eighth and the ninth. If he gets another chance to hit, going to need some base runners if he wants to get up again tonight. Right now, Josh Steffen has faced just two beyond the minimum. Only guy to really get on against him is Kennedy Corona, who's 2-for-3 with a single and a double. Miguel Palma with a slightly crouched open stance from that right side, a power stance, ready for the 1-2. Here it comes, and he pops it up high and not playable along the left field line. That'll get over onto the bleachers. And the count remains 1-2 on Palma. Miguel tonight has hit a hard liner to center and also flied out to left. Scoots out of the way of an inside changeup. And that'll even things at 2-2. Pitching staff just hoping that their offense can help them out a little bit. Dalen Miley was great tonight. 7 strikeouts over 5. Alex Santos came on, punched out the side in order in the 6th. And Woodpeckers pitching has struck out 8 in a row. Going back to the 4th. 2-2 offering. Outside. 3-2 on Miguel Palma. Palma has walked 20 times this year. He has a pretty patient approach. That's tied for the most on the club. Payoff. Sticks the bat out. Skips one off the mound. And it gets into center field. A slider outside of the zone. And Palma was just barely able to wrap his bat around it. Bounce it off the very top of the mound and in between the middle infield for a one-out single. The Palma, who came into tonight batting .207, take every hit he can get to keep that average up above the .200 mark, and now it's Logan Cerny. Steffen has not worked out of the stretch a lot. Here's the first pitch, and it's a slider outside. Because the pitch count is still very manageable for Steffen, at 72. That left field bullpen is not even active at the moment, despite the tying runner being on in the 7th. 1-0. Outside and low. 2 balls and no strikes. I'd imagine if Cerny finds a way to get on here, though, that'll change and that bullpen will start to stir. Palma takes his lead. Big hole on the right side. Jose Acosta, the second baseman, pinching towards the middle. And after a long pause, the 2-0 pitch is down and away. 3 balls and no strikes. And this marks the first time that Josh Steffen has fallen behind 3-0 to a Fayetteville hitter tonight. Here's his offering. Cerny drives it left field, but foul. It'll get out into that bullpen. He was looking for a hittable pitch down the middle of the plate, 3-0. He got one. That was center cut, and Cerny could have driven it a long way. It was just a little bit early starting the swing. See if he gets another one right around the middle of the plate. He calls for time and steps out. Wind still blowing pretty well out towards dead center field. Cerny can get one in the air. Palma takes his lead. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and Cerny lines it foul the opposite way and into his own dugout. It just barely got into the screen above everybody's head. They're all good. Deep dugouts here in Kinston. You have to go down a set of about 5 or 6 stairs on the stairwell before you get to the bottom of that dugout. 3-2, up and inside. That's ball 4. And Josh Steffen has issued his first walk of the game. Miguel Palma is down to second base. It's just the second time Fayetteville has put a man in scoring position tonight. And Tyler Whitaker will hit with one out. But first, We're going to have a meeting on the mound. As we mentioned, that left field bullpen likely going to get started now with pitching coach Dimitri Korkoris heading out there to have a conversation with not only Josh Steffen, but also the entire Wood Ducks infield. Gives us our first chance tonight with the brisk pace tonight with giving you some updates around the Carolina League, and we have a couple postponements. They were unable to play in Fredericksburg tonight because of inclement weather, and they also couldn't get the game in out in Zebulon, where the Cannonballers and the Mudcats were postponed. Myrtle Beach was suspended yesterday and completed their game today against the Green Jackets, winning 11-5. That is 11 straight wins for minor league baseball's best team, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, at 31-11. They're playing a seven-inning ball game behind that presently, and they're in the bottom of the third, scoreless. Pelicans and Green Jackets. Charleston holding on to a one-run lead. A lot of scoring early between the Shorebirds and the River Dogs. 6-5 from DeJoe in the bottom of the fourth. Tyler Whitaker now in after the meeting on the mound, and he drives the first pitch. Deep center field. Mateo is sprinting back. He can't find it. He's at the warning track. He looks at the wall. It is gone. And Tyler Whitaker has just hit a three-run go-ahead home run. He got a fastball down the middle and attacked the very first pitch he saw, driving it out to center, getting it up into that jet stream. His third of the year gives the Woodpeckers a 3-1 lead in the seventh. And his teammates are not going to give him the silent treatment this time around. They're waiting for him on the stairwell of that dugout. High fives going around, and a huge swing has just turned Josh Steffen's scoreless outing on its head. He comes right at Cody Orr with a slider. It's called a strike. And works another off-speed pitch in there for an 0-2 count. Whitaker didn't have a hit in this series until that big blast to center field. The 0-2. Called strike three on the corner. And Steffen bounces right back, picks up his ninth strikeout for the second out. Whitaker hit two out in Kannapolis last week, now one this week in Kinston. You're going to wonder when he returns home next week against the Fred Nats if he can get his first home run in front of the hometown crowd. We'll try and get you an estimated distance on that home run in between innings. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Ramirez flies to straightaway center. That'll angle Mateo back towards the start of the warning track, and he has room to make the grab. But Tyler Whitaker delivers a huge swing after 6 1/3, scoreless for Josh Steffen. He puts a fastball over the middle, and it's pulverized for a three-run home run. Whitaker's third of the season has given Fayetteville a 3-1 lead as we go to the seventh inning stretch on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. City. Got you on my mind. Alex Santos now gets to pitch with a lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. 3-1 on a three-run home run from Tyler Whitaker. Alex Santos struck out the down east side in order in the top of the make it the bottom of the sixth inning. Continuing to stretch from Dalen Miley. So eight straight strikeouts on the pitching end, and then the offense finally gave that pitching staff the support they were looking for. Jose Rodriguez fouls the pitch over to the first base side. Here's the 0-2. And a called strike three on the outside corner. Four batters, four strikeouts for Alex Santos. And he's rolling out of the bullpen tonight. Every Kinston batter has struck out, all nine of them, in order between Miley and Alex Santos. What a stretch. We're watching the longest consecutive stretch of strikeouts by the Fayetteville staff this year. This is something they have not done. Strike out every batter in order. I don't know if they did that last year even. You have to go back into the record books to see if what they have right now equates to anything in the past. Rodriguez down. Now Yosi Gallon swinging out in front of a changeup. Can Santos get a fifth straight? His 0-2 pitch is right down the middle. A center cut fastball looked at by Gallon. And it's five straight strikeouts for Alex Santos. That'll bring up Abby Ortiz. 10 in a row. Down by Fayetteville pitching. Abby Ortiz takes the first pitch. Low below the zone for ball one. And not only five strikeouts for Alex Santos, but five looking strikeouts, just one swinging. You know that he's really toying with the minds of these Kinston hitters. They're looking for something they're not getting at the plate as the 2-0 comes in, and a big hearty rip from Ortiz is fouled off of Guillamo's mitt. And the count is 2-1. And if things continue, Ortiz has had trouble swinging and missing tonight. 0-2, two strikeouts. And there's a pitch that missed just up and outside. 3-1. Third baseman Ramirez playing off of that line. As Alex Santos begins the motion, throws his 3-1 pitch and missed inside for ball four. But, hey, 10 in a row, nothing to scoff at as the staff. That's where the consecutive stretch of strikeouts ends. Kinston didn't put a ball in play since the fourth. They still haven't put a ball in play since the third inning. That was when Daniel Mateo singled. Maximo Acosta reached on a walk in the fourth. But right now, if you're any of these Fayetteville fielders, you got to pop a caffeine pill or something to prevent yourself from falling asleep. There's been no action for them. Abby Ortiz has reached with two away. Junior Paniagua is the hitter, and he swings and grounds this one towards third, but a foul ball. That was close. That was very close. And Steve Mintz, the manager coaching third, walks up to that chalk line to see if he sees any scuffs on the line, and he holds off on an argument. Here's the 1-1, and it just missed off the outside, not by much. Paniagua's gone down looking twice. This is the first time he faces Alex Santos, struck out twice against Dalen Miley. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and he pops it up, third base side, but out of play it goes. For a 2-2 count, so Santos, even though he issued the walk, a chance to record all six outs via the strikeout if he can get one more strike here against Paniagua. For Alex Santos, in a single game this year, the most strikeouts he's racked up is eight. And now he's got six. Change up on the 2-2, gets Paniagua waving, and Alex Santos has struck out the side in two consecutive innings. A walk is the only base runner he's given up. And Fayetteville through seven tonight, thanks to the Whitaker home run and the dominant pitching, lead 3-1 as we go top eight on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Jackson Leith has taken over out of the Kinston bullpen and delivers a first pitch fastball to the swinging Freddie Guillamo. Here's a fly ball that's hit to right center, but it'll be Mateo, center fielder, cutting over into the alleyway and making the grab. Freddie Guillamo down on one pitch. He'll go to 0 for 3. Fayetteville now leading 3-1. They had just three hits and a couple of base runners over the first six innings. But Tyler Whitaker put an end to the scoreless drought. He hit a three-run home run against Jackson Leith. And a fastball center cut to Kennedy Corona starts him 0-1. Kennedy Corona, another big day for him. 2 for 3. And now the 0-1 offering. He checks the swing on a slider outside, and it's 1-1. We got an estimated distance, by the way, on that Tyler Whitaker home run to center, and it was long gone. 427 feet is what that one was projected for. Here's a two-hopper hit to third. Paniagua waiting back on it, makes the play, and throws across the diamond firm to get Corona for out number two. Kennedy Corona hitting over 400 over this road trip combined between Kannapolis and Down East is now 2 for 4. And now Leo Stanny Molina takes a high outside slider right on the corner, though, but it's 0-1 now on Molina. 1 for 3 day. Leo Stanny Molina checks his swing on one down and away. They appeal up the first base line, and Jalen Goodman says he held up. So it's a one ball, one strike count. Jackson Leith rocking, throwing, and the pitch is popped back and out of play. Final line for Josh Steffen was nearly perfect until that home run. Seven innings, longest start by a Down East pitcher this week. He gives up the three runs all earned on the home run. Five total hits. He struck out 9 and walked 1. Fly ball opposite way to right, medium depth for Rodriguez, and he makes a routine grab to end the inning. So Fayetteville, after their big swing in the seventh, goes down quietly in the eighth. We'll go to the bottom half, and Alex Santos, who has struck out 6 over 2 scoreless, dominating out of the pen, getting ready to return to the mound. When we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, it's 3-1 Peckers. Six outs to get tonight for Fayetteville pitching. They lead 3-1, bottom eight, and Alex Santos is back on the bump. He delivers the first pitch, a changeup low, to Jose Acosta, the Kinston Collard Greens nine-hitter. Daniel Mateo and Ian Muller will also bat in this eighth. Santos out of the windup, throws his 1-0. Misses down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Six outs recorded, six strikeouts for Alex Santos. He ended a stretch of 10 straight strikeouts for Fayetteville, pitching with a walk to Abby Ortiz in the seventh, but quickly got right back to the K with Junior Paniagua swinging and missing. 2-0 pitch is a comeback strike, a fastball, and it's 2-1. Acosta 0-2, pop out to third, and a swinging strikeout against Dalen Miley in the fifth. First time he faces Santos, the offering is down and in. 3-1. Only Kinston run came in the bottom of the second inning on a two-base wild pitch that scored Maximo Acosta from second base. Jose Acosta ready for the 3-1, and he swings and barrels this one down the right field line. Lo Perfido sprinting into the corner. He's at the wall. Is it fair? If it is, it's gone, and it's been rolled a foul ball. It is a foul ball, says base umpire Jalen Goodman, and the manager of the Collard Green, Steve Mintz, who's sprinting out of the dugout up that first base line, and he's ready to have an argument. That was close. It was hit so high that if it was on the fair side of the pole, it was probably right over top of the pole, in which case it's still a fair ball. And this is a play that at the very least you would hope that the umpires come together on. Alex Santos doesn't hope that. He hopes it's a foul ball. But if that's a home run, that's a crucial call. And we're talking a one-run game, but Steve Mintz, who looked like he was ready to get the heave-ho coming out of the dugout, keeps his argument relatively short. But now he's going to go from the base umpire, Jalen Goodman, to the home plate umpire, Charles Welling, and perhaps this is where he finally gets the dismissal. What he wants is the two to come together right now. If it did go foul, it went foul at the very last minute. And now, after a long talk with both umpires, Steve Mintz is finally going to get his way. The umpires are going to come together and talk this one over. It should not take that long to convince the umpiring crew to come together to talk about whether a ball is a foul ball or a home run. Now we'll see if Mintz wants to continue the argument if it doesn't go his way here. Oh, and they've just called a home run. They've just rolled it a home run. And now Joe Thon is coming out of the dugout. So from briefly talking there for a moment with some folks in the press box, it seemed like the agreement was that the base umpire, Jalen Goodman, ruled it foul. The home plate umpire, Charles Welling, ruled it a fair ball. And after the two finally come together, Charles Welling, the home plate umpire, overrules Jalen Goodman. And a foul ball has just been overruled to a home run for Jose Acosta. It's a solo home run, and this is now, a one-run game. It is 3-2. So Alex Santos now faces the top of the order with Daniel Mateo. And a fastball misses up and outside, two balls and no strikes. Two-oh offering. Fouled back into the screen. And Joe Thon came out to get a clarification from Charles Welling. You thought maybe Joe Thon, who's had disagreements with Charles before this year. Charles has ejected Joe from a game once this year, that Joe might go after him, but Joe's argument was pretty short. Got an explanation from the home plate umpire and was all right with it, headed back to the dugout. So 3-2 the score. A two-ball, two-strike count coming on Daniel Mateo. Here's the pitch, and it is lifted out into shallow center. Kennedy Corona strolling forward. Now he takes a step back. He's circling underneath, and he makes the grab. Daniel Mateo is the first out of the eighth inning. But if you're going to get a home run for Kinston, that's the time to get it. Opening an inning when you still have six outs to play with. Give your offense an optimal chance to tie the game. So a home run per side tonight. Just like yesterday, home run each side. Tonight, Whitaker the three-run blast, Jose Acosta the solo shot. Ian Muller, two-hitter and catcher, fouls the first pitch back and over the roof. The 0-1 is a changeup that lands in the zone for strike two. The offering. Changeup down to the dirt. Muller is hitless tonight, playing in just his second game of this series. He's now 1-for-6. He's lined out, fouled out, and struck out looking against Santos. A slider works to the outside corner and missed. And it's 2-2. Five runs make it to three runs on six hits now for Fayetteville. Two runs on three hits for Down East. Santos is 2-2, is just off the outside. And we have a full count. Cody Orr shaded up the middle over from second. Payoff pitch is fouled back and out of play. Home runs were not a factor at all over the first two games. Ball was really dying here in Kinston. The wind was blowing in from center, kind of suffocating any offense. The air was kind of humid and dense. And we didn't see a single home run over the first two games at Granger Stadium. But a home run each of the last couple of nights for both sides. 3-2 pitch is painted on the outside corner. Alex Santos picks up his seventh strikeout tonight, and he has two outs in the eighth. A nice response after the controversial home run to Acosta. Santos has gotten a fly out and a strikeout. Now a combined 13 strikeouts for Fayetteville pitching. Miley with seven. I make it to 14, rather. Santos with seven. And Marcus Smith is into that left side. Right on left, and the first pitch was a changeup below the zone. Here is the 1-0. And a fastball rides up and in. Two ball, no strike count. Ramirez playing to the pull side over at third. He's well off of that line. Molina up the middle of the diamond. 2-0 offering is popped up. Left side of the infield. Ramirez is drifting back. Molina as well calls him off. And in that shallow left field grass, the shortstop puts it away for out number three. So a 1-2-3 response for Alex Santos after the home run ruled a foul ball, then reversed to a home run from Jose Acosta. Turns this to a one-run game going to the ninth inning. Woodpeckers 3, Collard Greens 2. Don't go anywhere. Final inning next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Yeah!
All right, well, top of the ninth. Woodpeckers leading 3-2, and Joey Loperfido getting a chance at a fourth at bat tonight. He takes a fastball strike from a new Kinston right-hander who has entered this game, Theo McDowell. He winds and throws, and Loperfido takes down and outside. Maybe one more chance tonight for Joey here to extend a 20-game on-base streak, the longest streak by a Woodpecker this season. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and Loperfido knuckles it foul. Back of home, 1-2. Tyler Whitaker's three-run home run in the seventh, still holding up, but Kinston has inched a run closer on a Jose Acosta solo home run over the right field foul pole. 1-2 offering, and Loperfido takes outside and high. McDowell tried to backdoor him with a slider. Just one inning of work and a perfect inning for Jackson Leith, the reliever in the eighth. Now McDowell delivering his 2-2, and Loperfido sprays it left side and out of play. Joey tonight has bounced into a double play, struck out swinging, and nubbed one in front of home plate that was pounced on by Mueller for a 2-3 putout. Another 2-2, and it's down and inside. Walk would extend the on-base streak as well for Joey. Miguel Palma and Logan Cerny are waiting in the wings. The 4-5 will bat. Here's the pitch home. Down and in, and Loperfido draws a walk. He heads to first, leadoff man aboard for Fayetteville, and Loperfido, down to his likely final chance tonight, will extend that on-base streak. 21 games for Joey. And he's not too far back of Miguel Palma, who had a 26-game on-base streak that carried over into 2022 from the back end of 2021 with Fayetteville. That's the next high mark that Loperfido is trying to catch up to. Miguel Palma, mentioned Palma, he steps into the right side and barrels a foul ball deep out to the left. An insurance run would be nice for Alex Santos, who will likely pitch the ninth and try and close this thing out. The 0-1. Slider down and outside. A one ball and one strike count. Palma singled and came in on the Whitaker three-run home run. Now the 1-1 offering from Theo McDowell is hit straight back. One ball and two strike count. Santos is the pitcher of record for Fayetteville. He was on the mound in the seventh when Whitaker gave Fayetteville the lead. Meanwhile, Josh Steffen, still the pitcher of record for Down East. Here's a ball hit to third. It's played by Paniagua. He goes to second, and Jose Acosta turns and completes the double play. 5-4-3 around the horn, and a Loperfido leadoff walk is neutralized. Two gone in the top of the ninth, and Logan Cerny will hit. Second double play hit into tonight by Fayetteville. Loperfido rolled into one in the first inning. Now Palma here in the ninth. Logan Cerny took the first pitch for a ball, and McDowell firing. It's popped up, first base side, but it'll sail over the dugout and towards the concourse. And it's a 1-1 count on Cerny. Mention how Augusta lost their suspended game to Myrtle Beach. That'll help Fayetteville make up a half game in the standings on Augusta. If they lose the seven-inning game against the Pelicans, that'll be a game and a half made up against the Green Jackets, and Fayetteville will be just one game back of third place going into tomorrow night if they can hold on and win this game. It's now 2-2 on Cerny after a slider missed down and away. Here's the break-even, and he rips it just beyond Joe Thon, who had to dodge out of the way of a blistering line drive over in the third base coach's box. Cerny will keep it at 2-2, trying to extend the ninth, get it to Tyler Whitaker, who stands on deck. 2-2, and a foul tip. Mueller shows the ball. He held on to it, and Cerny strikes out. So they leave Whitaker and all his power on deck, and a double play helps McDowell face the minimum. In the top of the ninth inning, three outs to get. Alex Santos coming back out for the bottom of the ninth with the Woodpeckers leading 3-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Alex Santos trying to close out tonight's game with four innings of work. The very first pitch of the ninth is bounced over toward short. Molina charging with a backhand. He throws across his body, and a one-hopper is dug out by Miguel Palma. A great play on both sides of the Fayetteville infield. Molina makes the play backhanded. A tough throw to make accurately, and he hopped it right on the grass in front of first to cushion that bounce, and Miguel Palma scoops it in for out number one. Acosta down on the first pitch he sees from Santos. 6-3 on the infield, and now Jose Rodriguez, a left-handed hitter, is in. And the first pitch, a changeup down and inside. It's 1-0. Rodriguez and Yosi Gallan, the two scheduled here. Santos has been pitching since the sixth, and he delivers up and in for a 2-0 count. He's given up the home run to Jose Acosta, which was originally ruled a foul ball, then overturned. And the walk, but that's all. Seven strikeouts tonight for Santos. He's one shy of tying his season high. And he finds the zone with a low outside corner fastball. It's now 2-1. Rodriguez has walked, flied out to right, and struck out looking. The 2-1 pitch is on a line, hit to first. A leap from Palma, it's over his head. Up along the right field line, Loperfido gets to it quick. And he'll hold Rodriguez to a one-out single in the ninth. That is the fourth Kinston hit tonight. But the tying run is on, and Yosi Gallan is stepping in. And it looks like Steve Mintz, the manager, is going to go to the lineup card and put a little bit of extra speed on the bases. Jose Rodriguez is hustling off the diamond, and hustling on towards first is Alejandro Osuna. So a pinch runner on. Will they try and send Osuna? He doesn't run on the first pitch. It's a slider that is knee level right down the middle to Gallan. 0-1. Two of the three games in this series so far have gone to a 10th inning. Fayetteville trying to avoid extras for a second straight night. The 0-1 is popped up back of home, but that'll get onto the roof. No balls and two strikes. Really every game in this series has been a fun and competitive one. Another one-run game tonight. 0-2. And Gallan drives it deep, but foul down the left field line, and Santos might have gotten away with the mistake pitch. It was a slider that was in the upper portion of the zone. You want that breaking ball to be in the bottom third if you can. Draw something on the ground. Live dangerously up high with that pitch. Osuna leading off of first, not going. 0-2 comes in, and a liner hit to left, but foul. It one hops into the bullpen. That was another pitch in the hit-me zone from Santos. A changeup left a little bit high. And he got away with another mistake. Stays 0-2. On Tuesday night, it was a 4-3 Down East walk-off in 10. Wednesday, a 3-2 Fayetteville loss. And yesterday, 5-3. Another one-run game tonight. Here's a ground ball hit over to third. It's picked up by Ramirez. It goes to second. And Orr, the turn to first, in time for a double play. Or did he leg it out? Was he ruled safe? I believe he was. Oh, it was close, but the base umpire ruled him safe. And the game was nearly over. But they got rid of the pinch runner and his speed, Osuna. Fielder's choice for Gallan. So it's two outs, man on first. A big swing from Abby Ortiz for strike one. Ortiz hit a home run last night, and that might be Down East's only hope tonight. And time called by the batter, Ortiz. Tonight he struck out twice. He's the only man that Santos has walked so far. That came in the seventh. The 0-1. Down and outside. Missed with a changeup. Three runs on five hits, no errors for Fayetteville. Two runs on four hits, no errors for Kinston. Close ball game down to its final play. The 1-1. Down in the dirt. 2-1. Santos struck out the first five batters he faced, walked Ortiz, and then struck out a sixth. Used his defense behind him to record a couple outs in the eighth. Man on first, 2-1 comes home, and Ortiz gets on top of a slider but bounces it foul over towards first. And now Kinston down to their final strike. Fayetteville trying to even up this series after falling behind 0-2. Get it to an even series heading to Saturday. Lock up their 20th win tonight in Kinston. Two ball, two strike pitch is fouled back into the screen. Santos tried to bust a fastball in on Ortiz's knuckles, and he just got enough of it. 5 o'clock game tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Santos leans over his left leg. He peers in and gets the sign from Guillamo. The target is set up and away. Santos at the belt, kicks and throws his 2-2, and he hit the spot perfect, but it's fouled back again, and Ortiz not going down easily. Alex put it right where Guillamo wanted it, though, on the high outside corner. He tried to blow a fastball by Ortiz. Gallant is not a threat to run, nor would he with two outs here. 2-2 pitch again, and it's hit deep. This is out to right field. Loperfido is going back. He's looking up. It is gone. A two-run walk-off home run with the collard greens down to their final strike. Abby Ortiz barrels one over the right field wall. He goes deep for a second straight night, but none bigger than what he just did. He just hit a walk-off, and he's mobbed at home plate. An up-and-in fastball that he was looking for, and a heartbreaker tonight for the Woodpeckers. It's ripped away with a two-run blast. 4-3 is the final. The collard greens win it in walk-off fashion. Oh, gut-wrenching. Tough one to swallow for Fayetteville. Kinston has taken a 3-1 lead in this series. It was a 3-run home run by Tyler Whitaker in the 7th inning that gave Fayetteville a chance tonight, but a run in the 8th and a 2-run walk-off home run with Kinston down to their final strike from Abby Ortiz wins it tonight for the collard greens. We're back to wrap up this broadcast next on the Woodpeckers postgame show in a moment.
Tight. And I'm spinning to a new sunrise. our love.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, tonight, Kinston, as the old cliche goes, snatched victory from the jaws of defeat. They were down to their final strike in the bottom of the ninth inning with Fayetteville leading 3-2. But Abby Ortiz got a hold of an up-and-in fastball from Alex Santos and pulverized a two-run walk-off home run over the right field wall, giving Kinston the come-from-behind 4-3 victory tonight as we welcome you back inside Granger Stadium. Andrew Chapman with you for the final time in this one, as Fayetteville thought they had it tonight on a three-run home run from Tyler Whitaker. They didn't have a ton of offense tonight. In fact, all three runs of this game coming on the three-run home run from Witt. But it was a come-from-behind effort by Kinston, and home runs is what did it for them. Two given up by Santos. Solo home run by Jose Acosta in the eighth. Something that you have to look back on. It was a controversial call, a ball that was ruled foul by the base umpire, Jalen Goodman. Fair by the home plate umpire Charles Welling. After about a 2 or 3 minute argument from the manager Steve Mintz, the umpires finally came together, talked it over, and then overruled the call, called it a home run for Acosta, which made it a 3-2 game. And then in the ninth inning, after Santos got a quick first out, he gave up a Jose Rodriguez single. He was forced out on a near double play. Yosi Galan, by the skin of his teeth, barely beat out a 5-4-3 double play, what ended up being a fielder's choice. So the game was nearly decided there within mere inches. But another close call went the way of Kinston, and then Abby Ortiz in a two-ball, two-strike count had struck out two previous times, but homered last night, got a hold of one, and belted it over the right field wall for his third home run of the year. And tonight's big swing from Ortiz pales in comparison to, pales in comparison to tonight's. And Ortiz supplies the walk-off blast, a 4-3 final. A lot of positives, though, to take away from this one. Of course, you have Whitaker hitting that three-run home run, his first hit of the series. That was a 427-foot tape measure shot to dead center. You also have Dalen Miley, who turned some of his recent struggles around tonight on the mound, going five innings, giving up two hits, just one earned run, two walks, seven strikeouts. And although Alex Santos gave up the two home runs late that cost Fayetteville this game, he was dominant out of the bullpen in the sixth and seventh, striking out the first six outs he recorded and also getting one in the eighth. Second most Ks in an outing this year for Alex with seven over 3 2/3, but he ultimately gives up the two home runs, three hits, three earned runs, one walk with those seven Ks, and will suffer the loss, falling to 0-3. Theo McDowell, who pitched a scoreless top in the ninth, he goes one inning, ends up getting the win, goes to 2-1, and the starter, Josh Steffen, who was great tonight, gets let off the hook after giving up the Whitaker home run. He went seven innings, six scoreless before giving up the home run in the seventh. Still gave Down East his third straight quality start, allowing five hits, the three earned runs, one walk, and nine strikeouts. And it was Jackson Leith, tossing a scoreless eighth inning and coming away with a scoreless eighth to his line, but did not factor into the decision. Final time of game, 2 hours and 6 minutes. It was a snappy one tonight at Granger Stadium that again goes the way of the Wood Ducks as they take a 3-1 lead in this series going to Saturday. And the final attendance on this Friday night at Granger Stadium, 1,180 in the park. Final line scores, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Fayetteville. 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Down East, who are now 19-24, as are the Woodpeckers. Identical records, 19-24 going into tomorrow night's ball game, which is at 5 o'clock, a little bit earlier here on the airwaves from Kinston, where you can find us with a 4:45 p.m. pregame show. Right-hander Brian Salgado is scheduled to go for Fayetteville, a 2-3 record and a 5.46 ERA, and he'll be taking on a southpaw second lefty that Down East has rolled out this week, Mitch Bratt, 0-1 with a 4.09 ERA. Sunday's ball game again scheduled for a matinee start, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern, with Nick Swanson taking on Winston Santos. Thank yous to go around, of course, before we depart you tonight. Biggest thanks to my main man, Colin Casey, back at home base in Fayetteville, monitoring the broadcast tonight. And also tweeting out updates and covering the broadcast and the team as the Woodpeckers continue their road series. We'll hear from Colin again come May 31st as we get ready to host the Fredericksburg Nationals back at Segra Stadium for the start of a six-game homestand. And a big thanks to all of our loyal Woodpeckers listeners who tuned us in today, whether it was for a pitch, an inning, a couple innings, or the full game. We appreciate all of your support as usual. And that's why we'd love to go on the road, bring you Woodpeckers baseball as we will tomorrow night, again with a 5 o'clock first pitch and a 4:45 p.m. pregame show. Our final line scores for one final time before we leave you. Fayetteville, 3 runs, 5 hits, and no errors as they fall to 13-24 on the walk-off. 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Kinston. The loss to Alex Santos, now 0-3, and the win goes to Theo McDowell. With that, I'm Andrew Chapman. Thanks again so much for tuning us in tonight in Kinston. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Granger Stadium at 5 o'clock with a 4:45 p.m. pregame show. Until then, we sign off. Have a wonderful rest of your Friday night, Woodpeckers fans. Tonight's final, do the walk-off home run, the Collard Greens 4 and the Woodpeckers 3. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball live from Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.